Today, I am speaking on the walk of the righteous. The word walk in Scripture refers to living the life. The walk of a person is how he lives in the sight of God, traveling through this world. This world is not our home. We're just passing through it. And as we walk, we need the grace and strength and care of God to protect us on that walk, for there are many dangers. In Psalm 1, the whole Psalter begins with a benediction. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, it's significant that this walk begins one of the holy books of praise in Scripture. The life must praise God. It's not enough that our tongues do it. The walk, the life that we live day by day, must celebrate the greatness of God, His love in Christ to us. And we know very well that there are many people whose walk detracts from the gracious love of the Lord Jesus rather than encourages it. And so this benediction rightfully begins a book of praise. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the wrong direction. And it's very important for us to recognize that wrong direction. These people that he's referring to here are the children of disobedience. They despise God's word. They turn their back upon the counsel of Scripture. They go in their own direction. And sometimes not even knowing that it's the direction that the devil delights in. And this is very sad. Now, we all had our manner of life in the wrong direction before we were saved. But once we got right with God, our life changed. The direction of life changed. Instead of going in the direction of the world, the flesh, and the devil, now we are thinking of going in the direction of God, according to His holy word, to please Him, to walk with Him on the pathway day by day. We must never lose sight of that direction. We must never forget that we are here as a pilgrim. This world is not our home. We're just passing through it. We're walking a pathway toward God and that place that He has prepared for us and assures us that we will have because of the Lord Jesus Christ and His sacrifice upon the cross. Now, we have all had our manner of life that displeased God. When we were unconverted, we lived in selfishness. We walked in our own direction. We wanted what we wanted when we wanted it. And we have to grow up in the faith and recognize that this attitude is a spiritually childish attitude. We walk instead now as God wishes. We walk His pathway. We open up the pages of His blessed word. And we search the Scriptures to give us guidance on that pathway, to help us to walk so as to please Him. Believers, born again by the grace of the Lord Jesus, now can walk in a way that pleases God, that honors Him, that is a testimony for Him in this wicked world. And all of us must be very conscious that this is what is going on. Our daily life, the ordinary humdrum existence of human life, is a walk. And in the case of the believer, it is a testimony to the loving grace of God who changed us and put our feet upon the right pathway and causes us to walk for Him. In Psalm 15:2, David says, He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart, He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Now, what is the source of this kind of a walk? Verse 1. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? There's the definition that we need. We need to recognize that the walk must be controlled by where we are abiding. And yes, that's a second image in Scripture. The walk is one image for the Christian life, but abiding in the presence of God is another very powerful image that is there. And in the providence of God, we can do both at the same time. We walk, we live our life for God, and we abide in His presence, because He is present everywhere. And on the pathway of our life, we never walk away from Him. We can walk His pathway, being with Him every step of the way, because He is there every step of the way. And wherever our pathway may lead, it leads in His presence, by His guidance and direction, to the goal that He intends. It's very important for believers to understand this. Too often, they get busy with the walk in this world and are struggling along on their own, trying to make it, and not doing well because they've forgotten His presence every step of the way. The blessedness of walking according to His holy word, His will for our lives, His blessed presence every step of the way. This is what we need day by day for our walk with God. In Psalm 26 and verse 1, David prays, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide." Now, David trusted in God. He lived a dangerous life. You recall from the Old Testament accounts of how many dangers he had to face. But he walked with God, and he was sure that his steps were not going to slip, because God was with him and was upholding him. It's all too easy for us to slip and fall. We've all done it. We know the feeling. It's not a good feeling. But we've got to remember, walking God's pathway means that we have Him with us to uphold us, to strengthen us when the pathway is difficult, to preserve us from falling, because that's what He does. He keeps us on the right pathway. He preserves our steps so that we can walk safely on His pathway, in His presence, for His destination. That's what every believer should be doing. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we are running along in our own purposes, our own wishes. We forget about the pathway of God. That's a grave mistake. We should always remember, whatever we are doing in this world, it is part of His pathway, walking for Him in the midst of this wicked world, and being separate and purposeful in our walking. We are not here on vacation. We are here walking His pathway for His purpose, with His goal. We must never forget that. A life of obedience to God's word is a precious blessing that we should all cherish. In Psalm 56 and verse 13, "Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Well, to David, the answer was a resounding yes. He was sure of that. We must be sure of that also. We're walking in this world where the going is oftentimes slippery. There are many opportunities to fail, to stumble, to fall down. We can think back and think of some. But David was sure that God was able to preserve him from falling. And that, friends, should be our trust as well. The pathway may be difficult. There may be many opportunities to fall. That doesn't make any difference because God is with us. It is His pathway. He can strengthen us. He can see to it that we don't slip and fall. And we need to trust Him for that, and to walk humbly with Him, seeking His guidance, seeking His blessing upon our pathway, seeking to walk faithfully and carefully in His presence. Too often, we rush forward and forget. We take our own steps, and they're slippery. Sometimes we fall down. That is not a pleasant experience. But God is with us to keep that from happening. He is with us to impart to us strength and grace and help. And we need to draw upon Him to keep receiving from Him the grace we need for every step of the pathway. In verse 3, it says 3:26, "Thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth." There is something that we must recognize. As we walk, we need to direct our attention upon Him. Instead of being mesmerized by the pathway in this world, we need to be looking back to Him and depending upon Him to provide guidance, wisdom, strength. And so the psalmist looks at the loving kindness of God. A good habit for all of us to cultivate, to look back upon the things that God has done, the blessings He has brought into our lives, the grace He has supplied, the strength for every step of the pathway. We need to keep reminding ourselves of this, that we may keep looking to Him, drawing strength from Him. Psalm 101. David says, "I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing." And here is David praising the Lord, praising God. He was a marvelous singer of Israel. But he goes on to say something very serious. "I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." A most solemn vow, and one that we can all listen to with great care. It is vital for all of us to maintain our walk for God, especially in our own house. It is easy for us to walk in the world, out in public, and look good. But in the home, here we are in normal circumstances where our guard is let down, and where oftentimes we allow ourselves to express ourselves more freely, sometimes to the detriment of others rather than the help of others. And we must learn how to walk with God within the house. Now, this is something every member of the family needs to think about. Day by day, our conduct is very evident to those who are in the same house, whether we are selfish or ill-spirited or whatever, they're going to see it. Or whether we are considerate and thoughtful and helpful, they certainly will not miss that either. And so here he is saying, vowing in his heart, that he's going to walk before God with a perfect heart in his house. Now, friends, let me touch upon a subject that I've referred to many times in the past, and that is, we're living in a time when the world is piped into our home with a greater volume than in any age of the church's history. Your TV set, needs to have an off button on it. And I've reminded you of that. But it is so easy to sit there watching a, quote, good program, and all of a sudden the direction changes, and what's on that screen is not a good situation. Now, friends, when I was growing up as a young person, children didn't know what the inside of a saloon looked like. They do now, thanks to TV. Before they can get there and shut off the picture, it's there with the drinking, the wild, worldly lifestyle sitting there. But it's not what it's glorified to be. It's a terrible thing. The people who go there have to make sure they've got a designated driver so they can get home afterwards. In the generations before, there was something very different. The home was a sacred place. The saloon was just not there. It was a different world. It was unthinkable. The Christian family was protected. And now there's an open pipeline to the sewage. We've got to remember that, friends. We must be able to protect our families from the vile influence of worldly people who not only know not God, they're out to destroy the lives of people as well. And they'll do it unless you shut them off. TV glorifies what's wrong. Glorifies the wicked, the strong, the willful. The person who can push his way through any situation, he's great. That's not a Christian virtue. The Christian's pathway is a pathway for God, walking humbly with Him, walking a pathway that is a testimony of godliness, the reverence for God, respect for people. And all that is being broken down by our society today. And we're paying a price for it. Christians have a great deal of the world's mud splashed upon them, thanks to the technology of our day. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That was David's vow. Every one of us can take that as a vow for ourselves, that our houses are going to be Christian families where God is honored, where His name is revered, where His word is read, where people can come without being exposed to the worldly influences of our time. In Psalm 138 and verse 7, David says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies. Thy right hand shall save me." Yes, David recognized that his pathway was hard. He had many things that he had to endure. But he was sure that in the midst of the trouble, he could count upon God's grace and strength. God would revive him. Now, friends, we live in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. We must not be content with that. We must, too, seek God's reviving grace, that His grace may rest upon us, that we may be protected from the vile influences of the world, that we may be strengthened to be a testimony for Him, to live for Him in the midst of this wicked world, and to show others what a Christian person can do in the midst of all the temptations and trials of our present-day civilization. It has always been hard to walk with God. It has never been easy. It was not easy in David's time, certainly is not today. But by the grace of the Lord Jesus, it is always possible. Wherever God has put you, whatever situation you may find yourself, it is possible to draw upon the grace of God and live a life that is beyond question, a life that honors the Lord Jesus and tells everyone who knows you, you belong to Him, and you're going to walk His pathway. You're not going to run ahead of it. You're not going to turn aside. You're going to walk with Him. And this must be the goal for every one of us, walking with the Lord. every step of the way, not running ahead, not lagging behind, keeping right up with His will on a pathway that is unquestionably leading homeward to His place that He has prepared for us. In verse 30, He says, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. That's important for us to remember. In Psalm 143 and verse 8, David prays again. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. He's praying that God will illuminate him, that God will shine the light of his presence upon the pathway, that he may see the next step that he should take, that he may walk with God on a sure pathway, not give an uncertain sound for anyone. I lift up my soul unto thee. Yes, he lived in the sight of God, and he lifted up himself before God, seeking, asking for God's blessing, asking for grace and strength and guidance and all these things we need. We need to ask him that he may impart to us through his blessed book the strength, the wisdom, the guidance that every one of us need day by day. We aren't smart enough to outwit the devil. He's fooled us again and again. We aren't strong enough to stand against the temptations of the world. We've failed in the past. But friends, God has never failed. God has all power in heaven and earth. He is fully able to cause us to stand and to walk his pathway without stumbling, without giving uncertainty to our steps, but by his grace, giving us a testimony that all can see we are walking with God day by day. We are walking homeward to that place that he has prepared for us. We are walking to please him and to be a blessing to others and to seek to live a life that all can recognize as a life blessed by the presence of God. The walk of the righteous should be a very visible thing. Oh, we don't parade things the way the Pharisees did, but we live our life dedicated to God, in his presence, according to his word, faithful to his promises, walking as people who know they are going homeward to God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. In this quiet moment, is there something that the Lord has laid upon your heart? Some act of personal dedication? Something that needs to be covered by the blood? Something that needs to be corrected by his grace? Whatever it is, will you put it in his hands now and say, here, Lord, here it is. Accomplish thy purpose through me. Make me what I ought to be. Give me grace to walk as thy child, no matter who's watching, to live for thee. O Lord, hear thy people as we dedicate ourselves to thee. Help us by thy grace to walk with thee, to never forget that thou art with us, but to walk humbly, faithfully, carefully in this wicked world, in our families, and before the gaze of the world, wherever the path may lie. Lord, be with us. Strengthen us. Enable us to walk with thee all the way homeward. For Jesus' sake. Amen.